Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
And now,
it's time for
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
Hey, San Diego Comic-Con. Woo!
Hello, everybody. Hi. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
thank you
for
so
being
much.
Here. I'm Jesse Gaskell.
I'm Mike Sweeney. Welcome to Inside Conan.
Yeah, this is our first live recording of the podcast. So you guys are the soundtrack for
this podcast. So you got to play along.
Yeah.
Thank you for, I know you had like 48 2 p.m. podcasts to choose from. So thank you for picking this one.
Yeah, thank you for
one.
Picking ours.
At the Tin Roof. Which is, they borrowed girders from the New York City subway. It's a nice look. But we're very excited to be here.
We are. And we've never done this before. We usually are able to do it in a small studio, and then there's editing that happens afterwards.
Right.
But now we can't edit what we're doing. So we actually have to stop each of you on your way out and erase
exactly.
the parts of your memory that we were unhappy with.
It'll be like Men in Black.
Yes.
And we're going to break the ice by once again pointing out where the exits are.
Yes.
Exits. I love right before show. If you want to leave, here's where all the exits are.
Please feel free to leave.
Don't hesitate to run out the door. So we have a great show.
We do.
We have prizes.
Oh, my God. And we have a great lineup of Super Conan insiders.
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't get more inside than... what we've got.
We should find out. Do any of you, how many of you have heard of Conan O'Brien? That's a good place to start.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, thank God. That really helps.
So you're not just here for the free AC. That's good.
A lot of times, it's all Norwegian crowd. They don't know. And if you haven't heard our podcast, it's all about behind the scenes of Conan. And this week, it's all about behind the scenes here at Comic-Con.
Yeah, this is our fifth Comic-Con that we've been to. Fifth time's a charm. We're going to get it right one of these years.
That's right.
I don't know if this is the year.
And this week's going great.
This
year is the best year
so far. Yeah, it's been fantastic. We had Tom Cruise on the show yesterday.
Last night.
He's like a real movie star.
He was promoting
scary.
Top Gun, which, wait, what's that have to do with Comic-Con?
They
should have said Tom... If you're in a comic book movie, come back. But otherwise, we don't have time for
no.
you.
No, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, that's it.
Save it.
Absolutely.
But then we also had kind of an exciting standards and practices snafu. Mm-hmm. I know that doesn't sound exciting. But we had a live sketch on the show on Wednesday. With
our first show.
It was the cast of It, and we had a character called Butterscotch the Clown, who's a creepy clown that was mad about how clowns are being portrayed in It.
Right, and he wants to come on and show how cuddly and friendly clowns are. And of course, he's based loosely on John Wayne Gacy. So... he's less than convincing. So,
but there's a scene. It's hard when I describe it. It's not going to make sense. You'll have to watch the sketch.
It
but
builds up to a tableau, a weird
of an astronaut from the Alien movie with the chest burster, but it comes out of his crotch instead of his chest.
Right.
And so, as you can imagine, it looks a little phallic.
It's at a certain angle we're all familiar with.
And then. Butterscotch goes over and he says, "Do you want me to make him spit acid? Yay!" And then he's like, but I have to choke him first. And so it's very graphic.
It is graphic. It was graphic.
Yes, it was too graphic, in fact. And they made us cut it out of the show.
Well, the first time, yeah, the first time they rehearsed it, it was him doing it plus someone dressed as Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
They were both trying to get the alien to spit.
They were tag teaming, yeah.
So they're like, okay, for the show, no Hello Kitty, and you, clown.
You can't touch it.
You can't touch that. Do not even touch it.
Don't even think about touching it.
And so,
in the actual show, Andre Dubuchet, who played the clown, he touched it.
He immediately touched it.
He touched it.
He went for it.
But we couldn't show that on TV, so they had to do a cutaway. But they
showed it. They shot it from behind, a shot from behind, so you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But we have an exclusive still of Butterscotch choking the alien. And we're going to give that away to one lucky winner tonight.
Here it is.
Yes.
I hope you can see it.
It is a beautiful 13x9 print mounted on foam core. It's ready to be framed and hung above your mantle.
It is ready. What a showpiece.
And yes.
And it's heirloom quality.
It is.
It really is.
Your
perfect.
Grandchildren will love this.
Yes. And if you can't see this, if you're listening, use your imagination.
Yeah.
doesn't take a real stretch. So we'll be giving that away later.
Yeah.
Oh, we know how to keep
it. So don't leave, even though we told you where the exits are. Should we go ahead and bring out our first guest?
Sure, let's just get into it.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our first guest?
Yeah.
All right. We are.
Yeah.
We see her every day.
We do.
But now we're going to add the artificial effect of chairs and a microphone to talk to her.
She's been Conan's assistant for 10 years.
Yes.
And she made her late night television debut as a guest on our show last week. We're going to talk to her about it. It's Sonam Avsesian.
Yay!
Woo!
Oh, Sona. Sorry.
What was that,
I don't
Sweeney?
Know. Your husband's here. I'm trying to.
He is. He's right there next to your wife.
Oh,
that's so nice. I hope he's a good laugher.
He's bitter. Hi, Sona.
Hey, Sona.
Hi.
Sona just came over from the Spreckles Theater where we're doing the show.
Yes.
And it was like, we asked you if you could do it, and you're like, I have to check with Conan. And he said yes. And then everyone, Jeff Ross was like, oh, you better double check, triple check.
I know.
Like, he can't go 20
What kind
minutes
of emergency would Conan have you during rehearsal that you would be needed for?
Food.
Okay.
That's about it. Yeah. Also, sometimes he like acts like he's got something really important to ask me, and then it's never important.
Yeah. And then it's just a fart sound.
Yeah. Or it's a riff. He just wants to make fun of me. I feel like him making fun of people though is like his fuel. It's like it makes him stronger.
What's that?
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
So you, Sona, this was incredible. Last week, I don't know how many of you all saw this, but we were supposed to have Kumail Nanjiani on our show last Thursday. And at the very last minute, he had to cancel. He just didn't show up.
A half an hour before the show was to begin taping.
Yeah, and that never happens. Usually, people give much more notice when they cancel.
He was shooting Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Episode off half an hour, 40 minutes away, and he just couldn't get out.
Just couldn't make it.
So?
So, last minute, Conan decided our celebrity guest for the night was going to be Sonam Avsesian.
Yes, yes, yes. It's nothing. Oh.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh. Stop it. Stop. Yeah, there's nothing like being told 20 minutes before that you're going to be on a television
national
show.
National TV.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's not nerve-wracking at all. It was awful. The whole thing was just...
I think that was probably part of the reason he did it.
I think so, yeah. I think he liked seeing me squirm and it was... But it was fine. I am a national speech champion. You can applaud that if you want.
Wow.
Oh, stop.
That's great.
You guys...
What speech did you give to win the championship?
I gave 5 speeches at Nationals.
5?
4 of them broke to semis. 3 broke to finals. It's not a big deal.
Wow.
I think that is, for me, a bigger accomplishment than being on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of them at all? Any?
No, it's too boring to explain. Oh. Okay. But it also happened 16 years ago. And it's something I bring up about once a week. But right. I think that I
do mention a lot.
So you peaked.
I peaked 16 years ago when I became a national speech champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Applaud it again. You should. It's really, it's a big deal. National.
I don't even under what you just stand and give us. Do people heckle you at least?
No, you're simplifying it. It's.
I don't think I am.
It's so much more than
that. Are you
that.
Just reading?
It's about poise.
You stand
are
up
you
straight.
Also writing the speeches under a deadline? Like you have to...
No, you're trying to make it sound... Okay. I mean, yeah, that...
It's one of those is like that, yeah. I mean, what I'm trying to just make sure everybody realizes is it's a big deal. And then that happened 16 years ago, and then everything
right.
that's happened since
right.
has not been as exciting.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Including being interviewed by Conan O'Brien on television.
Yeah.
Until right now.
No, that was still much
you're
better.
Right, it was.
Well, and that makes sense because you didn't seem nervous at all on the show. So you walk us through the timeline. You were told 20 minutes beforehand you're going to go on TV.
Yeah.
What did you do? And did you immediately start drinking? What did you do?
Well, it was a lot of, we didn't have much notice that Kumail wasn't coming. But it's important to note that we all still love Kumail. It was out of his hands, and he did Conan's podcast afterwards. But then Jeff Ross...
He doesn't need that from us. He's fine.
And then Jeff Ross came and he said, get into makeup. And I don't know why. And then I was like, why am I doing this? And he said, you're going to be on television. And then he just walked out the room.
That was a really good Jeff Ross.
Yeah,
actually.
And I think the rest of the time...
Not
I think
a national speech champion.
Yeah. And then the rest of the time I was I remember just thinking like, why is this happening? And then when I was backstage and they were about to announce my name, I was like, I don't think that... I'm sure that I have enough comedy to cover the show so that I don't need to do this. But they did. From the two
we
writers.
We didn't have enough comedy.
Two of the writers. But they didn't. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you were hilarious. You were fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you didn't seem nervous at all.
Thank you. Well, national speech champion.
Have you gotten offers, at least from like Armenian television? Or what has happened as a result?
Yeah, what was the reaction? I mean, how did people respond to seeing you?
Like, I don't pay attention to what people say because I don't think my self-esteem can handle that. Is that sad that I just said that? No, I think it's normal.
No, like, that's healthy.
No.
National
and then,
speech.
But my life hasn't changed. I'm still Conan's assistant. I still have to make sure he has almond milk with his coffee. And
speaking of food, you on the air, you said you think about poisoning him from time to time.
Yes.
Do you get into
can
how
I tell,
you're going to do it? Yeah.
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
The day before when I poisoned his food. No, I'm kidding. I didn't really. But the day before I went on the TV, I remember I was like walking around with like a plate of watermelon from the green room. And I was like, this is delicious watermelon. And then Conan came down the stairs and he's like, what are you eating? And I'm like, some watermelon. And then he karate kicked it out of my hands. And it went flying all over. And I remember, and he does that to me all the time. If I'm just kind of like, yay, I like having this snack, he'll just like smack it out of my hand. Or...
You need to use a table.
Yeah. But then I remember, cause he does it all the time, and it's just, it's just who he is. But then this crew guy was next to us, and he looked at it, and he quickly looked away, and he was like, I just saw Conan, like, he basically was like, I think I just saw Conan abuse Sona.
I just saw a lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't want to
be... And his first reaction was to look away?
Yeah. And I looked at him, I'm like, why are you pretending you didn't see this? And then he's like, I didn't see anything. He was serious.
Oh, you called him on it?
Yeah. I looked at it. I was like, look, the watermelon's on the floor. How do you think it got there? And then I had to pick up the watermelon, which is the most demeaning part of it.
That is humiliating.
Yeah.
More stories, please.
Yeah. So, so I think about, there's always a moment when like a PA brings his food, when I look at it and I'm like, I could just like drop a little bit of cyanide
and
he might not notice and then it'll like slowly kill him over time.
Right.
And then if
at least give him diarrhea.
Yeah.
That might be enough.
No one will ever suspect you because they won't hear this.
No, everybody will suspect me. So everybody
you
will.
Can go
yeah, but he. I think there's probably a lot of suspects. If Conan was murdered,
the whole writing staff. Yeah.
Our whole stage floor is littered with watermelon from he's kicked it
all
out of 30
plates.
All the
people he's kicked.
Now, you asked Conan to buy you a house.
I did.
Have you followed up with that? What's happening with
that? He has not yet purchased a house.
What? Right.
Can I also
what
say?
What is wrong with him?
I also asked him to buy me a car. And he never bought me a car.
Right.
Because he kind of destroyed your old car.
Yeah, no, he's a dick. He should just buy me things that I ask for.
These seem like reasonable requests by an employee.
And a house.
A car and a house.
I think
then
I've
a second home. You got to pace yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you get your watermelon kicked enough times, you might get this stuff anyway.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
The court will decide.
I know. I'm building up a case. Building it up.
Well,
we should probably let you go because
I know we're
hasn't kicked anything.
He's probably asking where you are right now, and he'll
be
mad at us too.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks,
thanks.
Guys. You're all very nice.
Thank you.
Sona,
yes,
Sona. Everybody.
National speech
champion.
16 years ago.
Wow.
That's when it meant something. All right, that was great. By the way, I went to the men's room. Do you know what it says on the woman's door? Hotties.
Yeah.
That's like... that's.
Are you like mad that it doesn't say that
I
on the men's?
I think any woman who goes... Yes, I am. Any woman who goes in there can sue the tin roof, I think. Right? And your picture...
Sweeney was a lawyer in a former life, so
I try not
knows.
To ever mention that.
Yeah, but sorry.
It's not like a national speech champion. Now
no,
everyone
that's
hates
true.
Me. I was disbarred, so I had to leave. And I feel like I landed on my feet. Thank you. Well, let's bring out our next guest.
Yeah.
I hope he's still here.
This is he's an incredible comic.
Really great.
Who's been appearing on Conan for the past 8 or 9 years.
On a regular basis. And he always comes up with a really funny, creative, inventive way to appear on the show. And so he's a real favorite.
Yeah.
And he went on tour with Conan last fall.
That's
they did
right.
a 16-city tour. And
so he spent a lot of time in close personal spaces
with
Conan.
Right. So we thought it might be fun to talk to him, see what he has to say. And also he's going to be headlining here tonight.
Tonight!
Yeah, so there's a good
synergy.
Afternoon warm-up in a chair for him. So let's bring him out, Mr. Rory Scovel!
Yeah! There he is.
Rory! Oh, yes! Sauntering.
Hello! I stand like this the whole time.
That's fine.
Just never touching
the
chair.
The listeners
that
can't
choice.
See you.
Your shirt goes with the chair perfectly.
That was by design. How's everybody doing? Hell yeah. A lot of people opting to not clap. That's cool. I don't want to bother you at
they're
the thing you came
their,
to.
They're saving their applause.
For 2:30
they have to pace themselves.
That's pretty, that's out of
to
control,
get half the
right?
people clapping, I mean, that's such success.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, I mean, I assumed you weren't the national speech champion.
What's that?
You aren't a national speech champion.
Not ever.
Oh. No.
I am a professional orator, but I don't think that has ever awarded. I've never been given anything for that.
Money. Right.
Money.
Yeah.
And I'll take that.
Okay.
But no trophies. And that will always, I'll always resent that, you know.
You can buy yourself a trophy store and...
We'll get you a trophy.
Orator. We'll get you one.
I am going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go fill up a trophy case with so many trophies and obnoxiously put it right in the living room.
Trophies.
Yeah, when people come over to the house, Just be like, and there's my trophies.
Right. Do you have any trophies?
I don't think I have gotten trophies in my life, but I don't put any on display.
Adults aren't that supposed seems, to
what do you do
that?
With those? So ridiculous.
Yeah.
It seems so ridiculous to ever display an award.
Unless you go all in and put dramatic lighting on it and when you open the door.
Yeah.
Opera music starts
playing. You make people put on white gloves to handle
it. Yeah. Right. Somebody comes over to your house and you're just like, that's my award that I got. That seems bizarre.
It's tacky.
Now, if I ever get a good one, I'll understand why you do it.
Exactly.
But now that I'm on this side of it, fuck those people. Can we curse?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Comic-Con's about.
Woo, oh,
it's
look,
about cursing.
Go.
It's about freedom to curse.
You got him. You won him over.
Yeah. I saw a Captain America today that I thought it was Captain America.
Wow.
Really?
I was like, you made it down. Good for you.
I saw someone who looked like Captain America's father.
Captain UK.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm Captain UK. I put some time into his costume.
Yeah.
The people that put time into it, I really respect
it's
that.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone here who's...
Anybody dressed up?
Yeah.
No. Yes,
oh,
hello.
What do we have?
Yeah.
Oh, some sort of plumbing instrument.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, she looks awesome.
That's great.
I don't know who you are because I don't know anything about comics.
What character is it?
Aqua.
The Queen of Hearts?
Queen of Hearts. Oh, Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
Oh,
okay.
Cool.
All right.
I don't know if any of us heard that
I'm
right.
I'm going to take her word for
We're
it.
We're all like, King of Heart, I guess.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
we tried to be
speech.
Hip and cool. Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
That'd be great if there was a national speech champion superhero. I like the bulges on. Yeah. What do those do? Oh, I forgot. I can't hear anything you
said.
It
looks like
How long ago?
The person
like,
you
when
hear.
Did you start like prepping that outfit? Six months ago.
Six months ago.
Oh, those shoes are awesome and very sensible. They're flats. Because you're walking around all day.
Where do you live? Oh wow!
Oh, cool.
So you came all the way. Is there anyone here from San Diego?
All right.
Okay. All right.
And they have to dress up every day.
Every day. It's always like
it's this. Not the convention, it's just the city. It's a fun city.
It's year-round cosplay.
So Rory, when did you first appear on Conan? Was it 2011 or before that?
That could be right.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
That does sound right-ish,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. Me and John did our double booking sketch.
John Doerr.
It's hilarious.
That was funny.
Thank you. Yes. I wish I could take credit for the idea. It's John's idea.
Yeah, he had the head billing on that.
Yeah, it was John. John plus one.
But he's not here, so we should give you all the credit.
It was my idea.
Okay,
yeah.
The premise was that you guys, that Conan had double booked two comics for the night, so you came out at the same time and did your sets simultaneously, and no one could hear jokes from either one.
Yeah, yeah. It was so fun. It was also hard to do, because if you try to listen to the other person at all...
Yeah.
You're done. You can't even remember what you're talking about.
And you did it. Did you do another one with him where...
We did another one where we switched places.
Usher.
I played an usher, and
then
he switched, and then Conan and Andy switched with us two.
Right.
And then we were at the desk. Yeah.
Were you guys worried? Hi, good to see you. That's a crowd for the Snickers trivia comic. I can't believe we're opening.
We're opening for the Snickers trivia competition.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah. I would love to know that out there, there's just someone juggling like very average like juggling. And people are like, oh shit, look at this guy. He's not dressed up. He has nothing to do with any of this. This dude can juggle. He's got two balls going.
It is an almost too supportive environment. Yeah.
Everything works. Look at you. You look like a waiter. I am a waiter.
Speaking of the waiters, are people drinking here? Are they doing a good job? Yeah. Okay, good. Yes.
Yeah.
Are any of you going to the show after this? Do you Okay, cool.
To the Conan right. show? Oh, great.
It's who's on tonight? Veronica Mars.
The cast of Veronica Mars.
All right. Talk about science fiction. I don't get it. Anyway, Rory.
Yeah.
So was that your first late night stand-up appearance, or had you...
My first late night was Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
In 2008.
We're going to cut that out.
Yeah. And he is the best, and he will forever be the best, yeah, and he is my favorite, and I love him the most.
And all of a sudden, we're going to talk about behind the scenes of Jimmy Fallon. So. How was the green room there?
Yeah.
What's Jimmy like?
How are the snacks?
I do want to hear what the snacks are like. I bet they're better over there.
I don't remember, but the green room was very small. Like, they really let you know your place when you get there.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, and you'll be in this room. And you're like, oh, okay, you're right. I have not made it.
And they make you look at Jimmy's room and how giant it is.
They send you pictures.
They force you in there.
They like slip a folder under the door and it's pictures of Jimmy's green room.
And the square footage,
Him getting a pre-show
His house,
massage.
And then pictures of him on vacation with the caption, he can afford this. It was nothing to him.
You'll never have this.
You'll never know what this is like. And you're just like, oh, and you're about to do 5 minutes for the first time.
These pictures are your payment in lieu of money. You get pictures of the host.
Yeah, frame these.
Yeah. So so you did the Conan show out here. How long have you lived out? You live in L.A.
I've lived in L.A. for about 10 years, nine or ten years. Yeah.
But where did you start out doing comedy?
In D.C.
Oh,
whoa!
Yeah, okay. The hotbed of comedy.
Yeah.
When you want to start stand up, you go to Washington D.C.
Yeah,
DuPont Circle.
I never thought about this. Is D.C. like kind of divided into just regular comics, and then people are like, oh no, it's got to be political, you know? Like,
I don't think so.
No?
I think there's a lot of people wanting it to not be political because they're just drowning in it at their jobs, and also just like we all currently are drowning in it. It's overload. But then also I think they appreciate it if you do it well. But they're also like really good audiences in
they're
DC.
They're hard drinkers.
Those are very serious jobs, so they want and need to laugh.
They want to blow off
steam. So they're there to blow off steam, and it's good. Yeah.
I wonder if there are fights now. When's the last time you performed there? Like, do you know what I mean?
A while ago. What do you mean fights?
Just like in the audience, like if people heckle and it turns out they're pro Trump, you know, they're MAGA people.
Well, I don't think anyone who lives there is actually.
No, I think it's like 90% plus blue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You just hear about
that. And I'm glad it's just a district. Not full representation.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. That's working out well for everybody.
You're the only anti-representation.
I'm anti-representation. It's primarily blue. We don't need it. What would happen? What would happen if the voters got what they wanted? We would live in an absurd country.
If there was true democracy.
Yeah.
I think everyone's anger is what it gets people to go to work today and every day and work extra hard.
Yeah, so, anger is such a cool way to live your life.
Exactly.
Well, wait, but you did.
If you learn anything today, stay angry.
Stay angry. Stay divided. It's so cool and it's so calming.
Really great.
You know? Yeah.
You did perform on Conan like right before the 2016 election, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah. A few days.
Yeah.
I think maybe a week.
Yeah.
And then everything changed.
It did all change.
And you were kind of making jokes about, you know, what would happen if Trump won. But I think the subtext was, ha ha, these are funny.
Comedy premise. Yeah.
I think it was. I also, JP and I thought it would be funny.
JP's our booker, who books the comics on the show.
This is how much we thought it's absurd to think he would win, is that when you guys were shooting at the Apollo, I stayed at the Trump Hotel.
Ironically,
JP and I, he goes, do you want to stay at Trump Hotel? That could be pretty funny. And I was like, yeah, because I'll never stay there. But at no part was my brain going, I should give this guy money because he's going to win.
Right.
Instead, I thought, hey, this is ironic.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
Good Instagram.
That Trump Hotel is eerily stuck in the 80s. And man, you feel it.
Really?
When you're in your room, you're like, in 1985 or whatever, this room was unreal.
Yeah.
And now you're like, it is still very clean, but still 1985.
Yeah.
And kind of smells like smoke.
It does smell a little bit like smoke. Yeah.
Have you ever worked casinos?
Speaking I have.
Of Trump,
like I've done
Trump
a lot casinos? Of casinos.
Oh, wow. Oh, you have?
Yeah. I mean, that's the dream. That's sort of the end of the road.
Yeah.
Cruise ships, casinos, get me in there. Who's booking it?
Bingo nights. Yeah.
Bingo night. Can I call the numbers? It is. Casinos are tough because the entire crowd, no matter how you're doing, you can see them wondering why they came to this.
We can be crushing.
Yeah, you can be crushing. We could be fucking gambling right now.
Their leg is shaking. Everyone's leg is shaking.
Yeah, even the casino, like they don't even want you there.
Yeah.
They hired you and they're like, hurry it up so people will gamble. It's like, why even do this at all? Yeah, it's not great.
Well, then keep doing it.
Yeah.
So how often do you go on tour?
It's kind of sparse now. The last tour was with you guys back in November with his tour, and that was great.
That was fun.
It's sort of great to have a bunch of people come to a giant theater you would never get to play without someone like Conan. It's great to just be someone who gets to be on that show, because no matter how you do, no one is there for you. You could crush, people are like, great, where's Conan?
Right, right.
You could bomb, they're like, great, get out of the way. Where is he?
This audience is like, you're reading our minds.
Yeah, right now they're like, I bet he's here.
Where's Conan?
That's the only reason they're here.
Yeah.
Sona's here, he must be nearby.
That does make sense.
It kind of does.
So how was it touring with Conan? You were...
It was surreal.
Like hanging out with him probably a lot out...
It was cool to hang out. It was cool to get to know someone that you grew up kind of seeing, you know, on late night. And someone who's a legend of late night television, to then be hanging out with them is very surreal. Despite the fact that you work in the same... For the same company, essentially.
Yeah.
And you're sort of co-workers in a weird, twisted way of looking at your job.
Right.
It's then weird to just be hanging out and having meals and being on a tour bus. And I don't know, you guys probably can't tell, but I don't take private jets very often. So to do that and to just be sitting next to Conan chatting with him is bizarre. I hope he doesn't hear this. I would never want to feed his ego.
Won't. He won't.
But it's incredible. It's fun.
Yeah, and generally he likes to hang out with his coworkers on those trips.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think what I like about him is that he is... I think there's a lot of people in our business who can be successful and get successful, and they aren't truly funny people. They just kind of know what the product needs to be, and they found themselves in the right place at the right time. There's nothing more satisfying than meeting and getting to know someone like Conan, who actually genuinely is a very funny person, and it makes you so happy to know they have a job that they have to be funny.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, good, because you really actually are. It's not fake.
Yeah.
It's not a fake thing.
No.
You actually are good at this.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. There are comedians where you hang out with them, and it's like, oh, they could have gone into become actuaries, but they figured out, I can make money doing this. And they almost study it like a science.
Like an algorithm that they figured out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But Conan is, like, he'll come into the writer's room, and he'll do like 20 minutes in front of just improvise stuff. And he won't leave. It's a running joke that he won't leave till he gets out on a giant laugh. But he does it every single time.
Yeah. I mean, imagine being that successful and still needing that much validation.
That's right.
That is a true comedian.
Yeah.
It is.
It is so compulsive.
It never goes away. There's no amount of success that will ever make you feel
whole
inside.
Which honestly is what makes me feel great about it.
Yeah.
I like knowing that he needs you guys to give him a big laugh, or he cannot leave that room.
He can't go home. Yeah.
Something beautiful about that.
The next, when you see him, if you just stone him and don't laugh at everything he says,
you'll talk for hours.
It'll drive him mad.
I love it. God, I love that.
You have incredible power.
To have that power over him.
You do.
Yeah.
You need to exercise.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
But it was fun. Doing that tour was crazy. I don't get to play theaters like that. I'm not playing the Beacon Theater. Right. They're not, yeah. they're not booking me.
Right.
If they You're booked me, there would be 100 people there and be like, we fucked up. This is a huge loss of money.
I remember, oh, in Boston, there were two shows. That was the only night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the second show was, I think it was a classic Friday night, second show.
Yeah.
And you were extra loose and just did half your set lying on your back. On the edge of the stage, just talking.
I was
to
lying
one
on my
woman.
Back, like right there, right. and a woman's head was right. level with my face.
And you just
and I just stared right at her, and it felt so good. I don't know why. She was freaked out. She didn't have a good night.
No.
She was like, "This is ruining the show for me."
She was
but I was like, "It's making the show for me."
Right.
Yeah, how long did she make eye contact before she just had to start looking somewhere else?
I think she couldn't understand what was going on. I get, whenever I do a show, my numbers have gotten to 50%. There are 50% of the crowd is like, I am in and I like it. And the other 50% is, why do people like this? Right. And there's something that feels so good about that.
That is great.
There's something when you look out in a crowd and some people are looking at you going, what the fuck is your thing? It doesn't make you feel bad. It makes you feel so connected to the other 50% like you guys are in on a secret.
Right.
And there's no secret. It's just subjective. Either you like it or you don't.
Right, right, right.
That woman did not like it. Yeah.
And you're performing tonight. You're doing an hour.
Tonight, I'm going to do an improvised stand-up hour in the Team Coco House at 10 p.m.
That's insane.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It'll be fun. It's very hinged on the audience's energy, so we'll see what happens.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Well, this will be the crowd. None of these people are leaving. They'll all be here till 10.
I love that.
Yeah, they'll be here, and they'll be very hungry.
You also have a new show coming out, right?
I have a show that is hopefully coming out in January on Comedy Central called Robbie.
All right,
we just finished shooting it, and it's a very subtle, subtle show that I think is really beautiful.
Are you
and
the
fun.
Star?
Or I play Robbie.
You do
yeah.
craft service.
It's my southern character that I've done on Conan before.
Oh, great. Yeah.
It's that guy, and he's a church league basketball coach. Yeah. It was fun.
You wear a lot of khakis?
Not as much as I would have thought.
Okay.
Wardrobe had other ideas, but yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll definitely look for that.
Did you grow up going to church? I mean, is that...
I grew up Catholic, and I played church league also. And
you got a woo. I heard a woo. Maybe it was an accident.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, Catholicism.
Yeah, it's a
hell yeah. It's cool as shit, and all the accusations are wildly bizarre.
Guys,
What? What did he say? He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. Any other Catholics in here, a lot of people putting their heads down, they know the deal.
Wait, now was that a minority where you grew up, a Catholic?
Catholicism? No, yeah. It was mostly, I guess in comparison to like Southern Baptist in South Carolina.
South Carolina,
But Catholicism was...
It's up there?
It's all over.
All right.
I think it just being at any religion... is what that region needs to know.
Right.
On Sunday, what are you up to?
Right. As long as you're going to some house of worship.
Yeah.
But I think, like all things, it's growing, changing, and evolving, and you have younger people who decide to do different things with their lives and see things differently. So it's it's not the same place it used to be.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what that message means for everybody, but... Travel to the Southeast. It's a really cool place.
Move to South Carolina.
Yeah.
They don't call you a Papist anymore.
Yeah. Unless we move there, we can't change these states, you guys. We got to move there to do it.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. A lot of people shit on it. It's like, well, move there. Make a change, you know. So.
Including this guy who's fallen asleep.
That is so great. No,
just
let him.
Please.
Let him be
please,
there.
No.
Oh, I love that guy.
Let him be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's looking around like, who are they talking about?
He's got his sunglasses on his head because you never know when the sun will burst through the ceiling.
Like the Kool-Aid pitcher. Hey! All right, son, get out of here, dude. You're too close. We're all melting.
But this guy is well-rested to laugh the rest of the podcast.
That's exactly right.
Everyone else is a little tired, and he just
you
had
guys
that
can
disco
take a break.
He's had a rough morning. He had two podcasts this morning.
It's a cute. And then there was a panel about podcasts.
The people talk.
You've probably been on a lot of podcasts.
I've been on a lot. I've been on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I assume you're getting paid big bucks to do this, right?
To do this podcast?
Yeah.
Hell no, dude. Oh. I popped in. I said, get me in there. I wrote a letter to get on this podcast.
Everyone auditions.
Yeah, I auditioned for this moment.
You got callbacks and here you are.
We're like, how are your awkward lulls in conversation?
How do I handle them?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
we always have some awkward lulls and then it's like...
When
now
we've
what?
Done the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get these awkward lulls because maybe you say something that you think is funny that people don't think is funny.
Yeah.
And I think when I was younger, that maybe affected me. Mm-hmm. But then you get to a point where you know that either way, it's just a conversation. Even when you're doing stand-up.
Right.
That it's just a conversation and like some shit's funny, some shit isn't funny, but the only way to find out is to say it. And then you just keep plowing through.
Exactly. This is we're all trying out material all the time.
Nonstop. Yeah.
Plus you have that great 50% rule.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that.
Man.
Yeah.
If I only had to get
I think pointing it out, I lost maybe 20%.
That's right. I have the 10-90 rule. And the 10% are usually people like me.
I need 100% consensus on people liking me or I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Well, we should let you go because I'm sure you have a lot of prep to do for
How are you going to prepare? I mean, how do you prepare for a set? How do you prepare for a spot on Conan?
A lot of pot, a lot of drugs, a lot of walk around with your headphones in.
Nice.
It's really all just building your confidence and hoping to God it works.
Yeah.
But with the improvised show, you just kind of keep talking and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. But what are you gonna
do? Who cares? Yeah.
Man, you're a gunslinger. I love it. And you have your golf hat on.
Yeah.
I was about to let you go, but now I'm...
Oh,
that's a flamingo putting.
You're a big golfer, right?
Love golf.
Are a lot of comedians into golf?
More than you would think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, when you go play a club in the middle of, you know, wherever for a weekend and you got nothing to do, going and playing golf is kind of great thing. It's four
and
hours.
I assume you're all golfers, right? Comic-Con and golf, a natural... I was kidding.
Gotcha.
One guy... All right, one guy.
Rory Scovel sounds like a professional golfer's name.
It's
like perfect.
I would walk away from all of this if I could just caddy for somebody. That's where I'm at.
All right. Well,
that's where I'm at in my career.
Let's put that out there. That seems attainable. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. It's very attainable.
Yeah. Are comedians who golf, are there some that you don't? Is that such a bonding thing that you automatically know you're going to love those guys? Or are there some guys you golf with where it's like, oh, he loves golf, but
No, I feel like comics are just different people when they're not on stage.
Right.
On stage is such an exaggeration of who you are.
Right.
That when you're playing golf, it's the purest. Like, for instance, I know it's weird to say it, but Conan, in my opinion, who he is off stage... is this flavor of comedy that I don't know if it will ever be on television because it kind of doesn't make sense in that regard.
Right.
It doesn't make sense because it's such a connective thing one-on-one or
a
with
lot
a group.
Of callbacks. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's how most comedians are. You know, when you get on stage, you have a job to do and you're kind of doing it and there's an exaggerated element. But when you're just hanging out, I mean, comics... hanging out with comedians who are just like going off is some of the funniest shit that I've ever laughed at. And some of it deeply offends me.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm still crying laughing. And I'm like, it's not right what you said. And tears are streaming down my face. Because when comedians just go and there's no walls or anything, it's so fucking funny.
It's great.
And dark. Yeah.
It's very dark. Comedians are fucked up people.
We really are. Mostly
like
Catholics.
Catholic. Dude is right.
All right.
Well, Rory is going to help us, I think, give away some of our prizes,
that's
right?
Exactly. Are you guys ready? Prizes!
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 There you go. So we were going to start, I think, with the... Are we going to start with the ties?
Sure. Let's start with the ties.
So we broke this story on the podcast a few weeks ago, but we recently learned that our former head of
wardrobe
who dresses Conan was buying a new tie for every single show and then cataloging the ties, and he never repeated ties over the course of 8 years. So there's... They discovered like a warehouse, like basically the end of...
That's psychotic.
It is psychotic. One tie, a show, locked away.
Psychopath.
With a piece of paper on it, the show number and date.
Yeah.
Never to be seen or worn again.
Oh, here's the Museum of Ties.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exactly like a tie store.
But these were also like really like valuable ties in the... Multiple hundreds of dollars a piece.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we figured like, oh, okay, so they must be, you buy them in bulk. But no,
at Costco,
each tie,
no.
$200, $250.
Could you imagine if they just bought a sensible tie?
Yeah, of
no course. One would know.
No.
Where, but someone tell him, just wear a $10 tie.
Well.
It's like wine. This bottle was $2,000. This one's from Trader Joe's.
Well, this
tell the difference. Like, I don't fucking know.
There might be a difference.
This all came out because the wardrobe guy retired. He retired.
Yeah.
And all the vaults were open.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tonight we have 5 Conan ties to give away.
We do.
You now know what it's valued at.
And man, if you thought they were ugly in 2011, wait till you see them now.
We Maybe also went back
8 years later.
Because we know what show the tie was from, and so we've also attached the rundown for that show, so we know exactly who was on the show that night.
Right. You get to see what comedy bits and who the guests were.
Here's what we don't, here's what
who
we
is
haven't
gonna,
figured
someone's
out.
Someone's going to frame that. Someone's going to be like, I'm going to frame the tie and the thing.
By
and
the way, these are eBay ready.
They are.
We have someone from eBay in the back. They'll put it right up for sale for you before you even leave.
How should we give these away? I don't even know.
I don't want to be responsible for necessarily picking, because then I'm an asshole.
Now, some people are clapping. You've seen the tie, and you're still clapping.
Who is there anyone who knows what episode this tie is
from? Oh, my God. If you do know, do not say. That will ruin you. Your group of friends will be like, oh, dude, I can't hang out with Jason anymore, dude. To know that he knows that. What's that?
Hey.
948.
Oh. Wait. Times
it was,
three.
Yes! Winner!
This is from October 26th, 2016. And let's see the guest.
Wait, hold on. Who said that? Is that really
birthday?
Your mom's birthday?
Okay.
Prove it! Show us her ID.
All right. We're...
There's no way she was born in 2016, asshole.
Get
no
the fuck way! Out. Throw him out!
Man, oh
He's
man.
A liar!
Plus, you woke him up again. He's just falling back to sleep. So sweet. All right, here we go.
Right.
Who was on that show?
Oh, the guests on that show were Elijah Wood.
Whoa. Hold on, wait.
Comic-Con.
If someone can name who another guest was, there a musical guest?
Yes.
Yes.
No one Google
no,
it.
Oh, no.
Be a real person for once in your lives.
Google actually would reject this information. It's not on Google.
Honestly, I think we should give it to the guy whose mom's birthday.
It just makes sense.
Even though he's never clearly worn a tie in his life. Look at this guy. Oh, my God. I love it. All right.
You have to put it on right now.
Yeah.
Over your tank top.
As a headband.
Does this work? Oh, this works.
Look at that.
I can just go to the people.
Do you want to do this one, Rory?
Yes.
All right, good. We're really going back in time with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is from December 8th, 2011. Okay, I believe him. I believe him. There's no reason for us to not believe that. How did you see who the guy... Is it that?
Yeah.
If... Someone, people are going to look up.
We make them guess.
Who do you think the guest was? What?
Jesus Christ.
Well, when you find out, you're going to know that I do think that.
is that woman with you? Because she's gonna leave alone.
She just leaves. I don't know. I don't want to. How should we give this away? What? You seriously looked it up.
Wait. How
could you ever be that specific?
He told the date.
He guessed it first with Jesus Christ.
I think Jesus is on every show. Jesus is always.
What's a way to give it away?
The person who bothered to Google it.
What golf tournament is happening this weekend? Who's leading? What's his name? Who's leading it?
Uh-oh.
Who is leading the Open? Wrong! Who? Who? Phil Mickelson got eliminated today, folks. What? It's not John Casey? What? Give it to me. What's his name? Come on! Come on! All right, there you go.
Yay.
Shane Lowry.
What a clash of cultures. Comic-Con and professional golf.
All right, what golf tournament was last weekend?
That guy's going to get all the ties.
All right, we have a very special... The oldest tie.
This
for
is
last.
The oldest tie, and I am okay. So it's going to go to a true Conan fan.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you the date, but a Conan writer appears in this episode, and that writer now stars on the show Black-ish. Yeah, who said Dion Cole?
Right there.
All right.
She was on it.
She got it.
Nice work. I hope you like wearing ties, madam. There you go. Show number 15.
Here is a $200 tie.
Well, it may have depreciated in the vault.
No, I think with Conan's sweat, it went up in value.
That's a tie from 2010. Well, that's
all right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We've given away three. And we have some...
We have the photo, yeah.
Yeah, with a photo, and then we have two special gifts after that.
Okay.
Wait, where did you
put it? Am I involved in this?
Over here. Oh, yeah, if you want to go.
I don't. I'm trying to think of a way to give them out.
Sure, it would be fantastic.
I have no ideas, though.
What other sports events are going on?
So,
once again, this is this beautiful...
Beautiful.
Foam core gallery... gallery level print.
Suitable for your child's nursery.
An evil clown masturbating an alien.
Right. You are 0 for 6.
It's about not giving up. You know what I mean? It's about not giving up.
I don't think anyone wants it. Oh.
Look at that hat right there.
We
might have to give it to him.
Pick me?
That's
great. That's you wear that to all the things.
You do, don't you?
How many of these have you won today?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Chuck!
And you have a Conan shirt on.
He also bought Conan merch already, so I think we give it to this guy.
All right, let's give it to this guy right here. Here you go, sir. Very good. You know what? We'll talk to the merchandise people and try to get that online so you can all get it, all right?
Seems you know like what I'm natural. Realizing? Well, giving stuff away is a lot of anxiety.
It is pressure. It's
like you want to make everyone happy and you just can't.
And you feel there's a just choice each time, but it's hard to know.
It's hard to know.
I think we gave them so far so good, October 26th.
Yeah. Okay. Like we find out that dude's murdered somebody. We have to live with that.
You do.
You're right.
You gave that
You're
up.
Right. I did hand it to
that
him.
That was your tie.
I do think it's a good idea for us. We could do a downloadable wallpaper on Team Coco of that photo.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and people could make that their desktop background.
We'll do that. I love that.
So now we have...
A new car.
So yeah, all of you who wanted ties earlier, you really
You missed
up.
Out on the car.
Guys, Conan drives a different car every day. We've collected all 10 years of cars.
But here's what's fun. The cars are also $200.
Exactly. To $250. Remember, it was a range. All right. Very, very rich. I think that's what
we're getting that 250 max out.
Should we do maybe who here? Who are the Veronica Mars fans in the audience?
I don't believe you. Are you a big Veronica Mars fan? Yeah. See.
I have nothing to do today. I don't have a ticket.
Well, no one here has anything to do today. I think that's been proven. Big Veronica Mars fans? You and someone back there was very passionate.
Yeah. Think,
all right. Oh, you're just pointing to a stranger.
But should we say, see if they can name...
Sure.
The name, the title of every episode.
And the number.
You have to do a numerical order.
Can you name three of the stars of Veronica Mars? Yeah. Yeah, the actors.
Kristen Bell, yeah.
And if other people help you, then you will win, and I don't think they know that they will not win.
Saboteur.
So that's also helpful.
Oh, someone said Francis Capra. Someone just has IMDb pulled open right now.
Or if you've heard
of... Does anyone here have a Veronica Mars tattoo? Is that real? Is that really a Veronica Mars tattoo? How will we know? What does it say? What is it?
What is her tattoo?
What is it?
It's the planet Mars.
But it's like really creepy. It's like Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard getting married. We're like, okay. I don't know that we can let her have the tickets.
I do feel like you showed us all your tattoo. Yeah, yeah. I think you deserve this.
All right.
Check the tattoo just to see what it actually is. I just want to know.
Oh,
it's a fake Veronica Mars. It's a temporary Veronica Mars tattoo. Honestly, I would be like, let's also give her money. What's your Venmo? That's the best thing in the world.
All right. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you go to the show tonight?
Yes.
It's at 5? Okay. Here's a pair of tickets for you. And a bonus. Oh. This is how they'll be sitting on stage tonight. The cast of Veronica Mars.
Oh, a seating chart.
You can impress everyone at the show before it starts.
Yeah, you can put some waiters.
Going, I think Kristen's going to be the third.
What's so great is when you held that up and said that, somebody booed, probably because they didn't win, but it was fun to imagine that they booed that they don't like how they're going to be seated tonight. Like, it's a bad setup.
I'll turn the show off if I don't like the way they're sitting.
Whoa, match paper.
Folks, now we have a sub giveaway.
Oh, this is great. I love that. Who here is alone and wants to go to the show?
Who here is alone and loves Veronica Mars?
This is so...
What's your astrological sign?
I think you should get to pick. Oh, yeah.
What's your... A Libra. Just so you know, you're pairing up with a Libra. Factor that in. It's real.
You have a shirt with dinosaur skeletons on it. Anyone here into dinosaurs?
Is anyone else wearing a dinosaur shirt?
Yeah.
Dinosaur or have
tattoo.
Dinosaur paraphernalia?
Does anyone love Jurassic Park?
Too broad.
You
Too
know
broad.
How to whittle it down.
Yeah, close enough. That's right.
I think that you should choose. Yeah.
See,
you
know it sucks, right?
You know what?
No.
It sucks when you gotta pick somebody.
We're absconding.
Do it on your own time. Don't you like? I feel like you're forced right now. When you're walking around, you'll see somebody.
Yeah. You know
go
what?
To a bar, get some drinks, look down the bar.
Get
like,
some money for them.
You like take Veronica Mars? Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it. You know?
And then that dude at the end of the bar is like, "Does this tattoo say I like Veronica Mars?" And it's a huge V and an M.
Oh, okay. We're getting the light.
Right.
Oh, I guess the people at Snickers are feeling threatened.
I didn't even know there was a light.
I didn't know
haven't
either.
Seen it go up yet.
Or it's an ophthalmologist. I don't know. Something. Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you all for coming. We actually have one more guest, but thanks to Rory
thank
Scovel.
You.
Rory, how about
thank
you. Rory Scovel, ladies and gentlemen? Rory, come back for an hour of
thank
improvised
you,
comedy tonight. Thanks, Rory. Rory Scovel, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. All right, we're pretty much almost done. We have one
One more surprise.
To take us out of here.
This is either a prize or a punishment, depending on how you look at it.
Yes.
He is a producer on our show. He's very well known.
That's all we know about
him. That's all we know about him.
Nothing else. And we thought we'd come out. He really, there's a lot of Comic-Con related shows and things he really loves. And
yeah,
maybe people can ask him
questions. He's a Comic-Con savant.
Or try to stump him. So let's bring him out. Mr. Jordan Schlansky. Oh, there he is. Oh, yes. Oh, even the napping guy woke up for this. Jordan, hello.
Hi, how are you?
And Aaron Blair, ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Blair has a microphone for the audience. We're going to do this quickly. We don't have a lot of time. Snickers people.
Yeah.
But a few quick questions, if anyone has questions
Jordan
for Jordan.
Jordan has an encyclopedic knowledge of a lot of things.
You pick the people, and I'll go ask them.
If anyone, is there anyone who
wants to ask Jordan a question?
Yes, this gentleman over here. Here's the microphone.
Speak into the mic. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm not much of a wine guy, but I want to ask, like, if I want to pretend I'm a connoisseur of wine, what should I ask for?
Okay, a connoisseur of wine.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. First, you need to decide if you want white or red. And it's generally determined by what you're eating. Is it something heavy or is it something light? So beef, you're going to go with something like a red. Fish, you're going to go with a white. And then the second factor is, where does the wine come from? Does it come from the United States or the New World, which also includes Australia, New Zealand, and South America?
The New World.
Or does it come from the Old World, which
is
the
Amerigo
European
Vespucci.
Wines? The New World wines are more about the fruit. The Old World wines are more about the earth that it came from. So I think that's a good way to get started and kind of point you in the right direction.
You know what? Just don't spend more than $18. That's all you need to have. I don't know what the New World stuff was. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, any other questions?
All right. By the way, Jordan's an expert on Star Trek, Star Wars.
Indiana Jones.
First Superman movie from 1978.
Fantastic.
I'm scared.
No.
over here. Over here.
This woman right here.
All right. Who?
There she is.
Hi, it's actually for all three of you guys. Ever since that the two of you were talking about the level 2 and level 3 snack drama, has it improved since then? Is there any update? And Jordan, which floor, which level of your office is it?
Which floor is Jordan on? That's a really good question.
Which floor is
Because we've established on the podcast that the second floor gets better snacks than the third floor where the writers are.
At our office.
And Jordan's on the second floor.
On the second floor. I'm in a very remote area of the second floor. In fact, I even have my own entrance into the building. And
wait, you do?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't
creepy.
Get any snacks in my section, but I approve of exercise in everyday life. I like to have to walk to the kitchen or to get something to drink. I don't do cardio work at the gym. I do my cardio work in everyday life. So I appreciate being geographically distant from the center of the action.
Does that answer your question?
All right. Yes, this gentleman over here, I think he's got a really good question.
There you go.
Were you able to rebuild the Millennium Falcon that Harrison Ford broke?
No, but I did keep a couple of pieces for those that don't know. The real story is that one of our writers, Andre Dubuchet, aforementioned here on this stage, plays a lot of our regular characters, Tony the cameraman, Carmen D'Annunzio, Butterscotch the clown. He's also a huge Star Wars fan, and he took 60 hours to put together a Lego Millennium Falcon, and I think it was very expensive for him to buy in the first place. And we had an opportunity to shoot a segment with Harrison Ford, and he wrote a bit where Harrison Ford would destroy his actual Millennium Falcon, and in the bit they pretended that it was mine, but nevertheless Harrison Ford did completely obliterate this Lego Millennium Falcon. And I was going to say, if you're going to have your Millennium Falcon destroyed, what better way than to have Han Solo destroy it himself?
Yeah.
All right, very nice. By the way, you mentioned Andre Dubuche was Butterscotch the Clown, and that sketch, which we gave that photo away, was written by Todd Levin,
who's
another great writer on the show, and with some help from Andre. So they ended up doing a little teamwork there. But it was originally Todd's idea, and he wrote the bulk of it. If you, just a little fun writer. Writer trivia.
We need credit.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, what's your question?
Why do you like burnt coffee, dude? Because, like, American coffee is still pretty good.
What was the question?
Why do you like burnt coffee? Like,
why do you like burnt coffee?
Burnt coffee? Burnt coffee, because American coffee is pretty good, comma, dude. Okay.
Well, that question is based on a faulty premise. I don't like burnt coffee from any country, U.S. or otherwise. I do like a dark roasted coffee, if that's what you're referring to. Of course, current coffee trends in the United States and the aforementioned New World are to have a light coffee roast, which presents
and
a very acidic flavor.
That's going to be it for us.
Flavor.
Yeah, I think we're just going to leave.
We're going to leave. We're going to let Jordan,
wrap this up, but we're going to go. Thank you, guys.
Tastes like cool. How about a hand for Jesse Gaskell, ladies and gentlemen? Jordan, you can keep going.
But
thank you.
But to answer your question, the roast is only one factor in what makes a good coffee. I also appreciate the quantity of coffee that's used. Now, the traditional Italian espresso is made with 7 grams of coffee and about 23 milliliters of water, and that's a very specific proportion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, come down to the team.
To the Coco House, the Italian guidelines for how to make a proper espresso. Now, of course, in the United States, you could take
20 Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, is hosted by Mike Sweeney and me, Jesse Gaskell.
Produced by Kevin Bartelt.
Engineered by Will Becton.
Mixed by Ryan Connor.
Supervising producer is Aaron Blair.
Associate producer Jen Samples. Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross at Team Coco. And Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf.
Thanks to Jimmy Vivino for our theme music and interstitials.
You can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
And of course, please subscribe and tell a friend to listen to Inside Conan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform you like best.
Ta-da!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.